right, guys, we're back, the second hour. Man, how time flies. We're joined now with our guest, Sheila Holm, someone who was a victim of identity theft a number of years ago, took action, had a lot of great success, but unfortunately, because of the harassment that she suffered, had to leave the country. As you might guess, that's just how it works in this free country of ours. You stand up for your rights, you attempt to assert them. Especially if you do assert them, if you're successful, they come back at you with a vengeance. So without any further ado, let me introduce our guest, Sheila. Welcome to the show. Oh, I guess she's not with us yet. I thought she was there. All right, guys, hopefully she will be up here in a minute. I did talk to her, actually, earlier this morning, so she hasn't forgotten. She's definitely there. It's just a matter of... Okay, I guess she is on the line, and again, I want to welcome you to the show, Sheila.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, great to have you on.
Thank you.
Just had a great interview with your friend, Wanda Piety. She actually,
yes.
As I mentioned on the phone earlier, she's the one who recommended you to come on the show.
I was tuned in. I was tuned in.
Oh, you did catch it. Good.
Yes, a great show.
Great. She's doing a wonderful work, and all the power to her. I tell you, it's... I always want to stress the importance of one person, what one person can do. And, you know, most of my guests, that's how it's been. It's just one person making a tremendous difference. So out the window goes that old dictum that, oh, I'm just one person, what can I do? You know, it's because you're one person that you can do a lot.
Well, and we have to stand up.
Yeah.
We have to stand up.
Oh, we don't have a choice.
People told me to include, because I'm writing a script about it. A script is in negotiation right now about all of this. It took 2 years to write the script, but... the process, if we don't reach a tipping point, if we don't tell enough Americans what to do, and they said, well, put the Declaration of Independence in your script, and they said, what's that got to do with it? And there are two key sections within the Declaration of Independence that they put in order to protect us. If those in government do not protect our rights, we have to stand up, even to the point of abolishing who they are in government and replacing them. It's right in the Declaration of Independence.
Sure.
And,
well, I mean, the truth is, we the people are the government.
Exactly.
They're just our employees to make sure that our will is carried out, but they've got
the
thing reversed on us. We've got to turn it back the way it's supposed to be.
Well, and they were never supposed to have a pension plan.
Yeah.
They've spent all their time focused on their future, and they've lost the sight of the big picture. The deals that have been made, you were briefly mentioning it in the previous hour, but there were deals that were made. In fact, identity theft has a trail that is significant to follow. It didn't really climb into a crime rate until 1992-93. So during the Clinton time frame, which wasn't emphasized in the previous hour, but the Clintons were mentioned, the One World Order, and he's still on that path, and he's very vocal about it now.
Oh, sure.
There were only 7,000 cases in 93 of identity theft when they made me move on to a second Social Security number. When they insisted a third Social Security number in 95, there were over 70,000 cases. And by 97, there were 700,000 cases, but
wow.
I refused to change.
Going up tenfold each time.
Right. And by 98, when I had no option but to change my Social Security number again, there were nearly a million cases, but we could have stopped it at that point. I'd done enough research. I helped, insisted on the first law in 98, and during the Senate hearings, I was faxing to the Senate committee every single day. The pattern was identical. Every citizen that talked about it said, I didn't even know this fraud was happening for 18 to 22 months. And that's because the criminals know, and there are foreign nationals. It's not, Americans did not commit this crime against each other for more than 50, 60 years of having Social Security numbers. It's the false use of our Social Security numbers. And there's two laws that are important. One is that on our Social Security number cards, it states not to be used for identification purposes. They've removed that wording, but that is what's on the original cards, and that's the law. It's not to be used for identification purposes.
Oh, they're using it for all kinds of stuff, and it's quite the scam.
Well,
we're going to take a quick...
Okay.
Yeah, take a quick break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Sheila Holm.
Yeah. Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have as our guest here, Sheila Holm, talking during the break about the asset forfeiture law and how they're taking people's land left and right. If it's not the government taking it, it's the corporations taking it, or the government taking it on behalf of the corporations. We're just lied to. We're being taken for a ride. They're stripping us of our rights, of our property, everything. And it's all a complete scam. We're also talking about the Social Security number, how there's not even a law. And I'm kind of getting ahead of ourselves here because actually I'm going to have a guest on coming up in future weeks, John Kottmeyer. Be watching for that, guys. He's the one who founded the Save a Patriot Fellowship. That's his specialty, exposing the scam of the Social Security number. You don't need to have one. There's no law that requires you to have one. You don't need one to get a job. This is the game they play. It's kind of like, you know, they tell you you can't go to school or you can't get a job unless you have your immunizations caught up. There's no law that says you have to have shots to get a job. It's just more intimidation. And many times these shots actually are quite deadly. But anyway, let's get back now to what Sheila was talking about before the break. You were going into the Social Security number and...
Well, because there's two things. We do not have to ever use our Social Security number as ID. And so utility companies, credit companies, et cetera, they have no right to it. The credit bureau process retains all of our information by our Social Security number. and credit system, though, however, due to the Privacy Act. And citizens formed a commission back in the 70s when they noticed all of this was happening. And they came up with the act, and that is the same and is required by law to be followed, that absolutely no creditor can retain a Social Security number within their system. However, they do. And what they're trying to tell us now is they're protecting us by only giving the last four digits, but now the criminals only have to use the four digits and still have the same access. And even though we use our Social Security number for our credit bureau record, the credit bureaus are not cross-checking to see how many fraudulent people are establishing records on our Social Security numbers. They don't care. And
right.
I've proven this with my Social Security number changes. All that happened when the government told me that I had to change numbers, and of course it was on my dime, when I changed these numbers, all it did was open a new file and record for identity theft. So what I did was open myself up to the predators with absolutely no protection. But four times within that short time period, I ended up having to get a different car without any credit or work history. I couldn't get any work after the second Social Security number change because I'd already used that number to gain work, and so I had to start over again, and you can't go back to any of the same resources, because what the DA's office told me is, don't let anything cause your record to merge. So what that means is you can't use any college education, you can't use any prior work history, you can't use any prior credit history, and yet all of these records that they had me develop, and all of these times that I had to move and cash in to a lease, and give up a car and go get a different car. And you know how expensive that is, even if you have to make a change of a vehicle. But I had to do it multiple times within those few years. And the reason why I ended up having to work internationally is you can't get any work after a while. You've absolutely used your Social Security number with all the resources you have. I had a federal government on my third Social Security number, federal government contract, and that's because a friend helped me get that. But in the same time, they said, don't let people that you know anything about this. So I became the person who became questionable. I became the person whose credibility was questioned.
And yet here they have illegals coming in here,
yes,
carte blanche, and
yes,
they're entitled, Bush wants to entitle them, to 5 years retroactive Social Security without paying taxes.
Well, a lot of this came before Bush. Our Congress and our senators have outsourced almost all of our office jobs that help supplement the income in this country.
Mm. Yeah.
And at the same time, the people coming in illegally are allowed to use our Social Security numbers, and those aren't being cross-checked. I have an article from June of 2006, and CNN actually put an investigative reporter on this, and the investigative reporter went and checked it out. A couple here in Northern California, wealthy area that they were living in, which is a target for these strategists, because it's a foreign strategy that's operating against our economy, but they're allowed access through our Social Security numbers and through our credit records. And so this woman received $1 million lien against her home for income she never earned. And she investigated her Social Security number and found that at least 81 people in 17 different states, the majority were in Texas. When they found these people, she found the W-2s and 1099s they had filed. Now, the IRS didn't go after a single one of the foreign nationals, and that's
not
my problem, too.
Yep.
The foreign nationals have no consequences.
Right.
But it comes against the citizen. So after she found all this,
they commit the crime, they get away with it, we do nothing, and they come after us.
Exactly.
It's just unbelievable.
So she had the local police go with the investigative reporter to the house of one of the people on the W-2, one of the 81 people using her Social Security number. And they didn't even arrest the guy. And I can send you the article. It's right on the Internet, too. When they got to his house, he said, well, I bought it at a swap meet. So it says right in there, they didn't even arrest him. And the IRS, because they were embarrassed, erased the lien, but they didn't go charge any of those 81 people not paying taxes.
Yeah, naturally, yeah.
They didn't arrest anyone. Absolutely no one's getting deported.
Because the big corporations want those people.
Right.
Oh, it's
But now they want to fine our businesses and the Social Security office to this day. And now there's more than 10 million cases of identity theft a year, minimum. Those are the people that know to report to the Federal Trade Commission. And yet the Federal Trade Commission won't even help me because they said they're still looking for a pattern.
See, all we have here is just the appearance of legitimacy of government,
yes,
but it's actually we don't even have that anymore.
They aren't even following up. They aren't even following
it. No, exactly. They don't. They want this to happen. It's all about destroying our sovereignty, destroying our rights. I got an interesting quote here. This is from Carol Quigley in his book Tragedy and Hope, where he said that this is what this was all about from the beginning, with the Social Security number. He said the individual's freedom and choice will be controlled within very narrow alternatives by the fact that he will be numbered from birth and followed as a number through his educational training, his required military or other public service, his tax contributions, his health and medical requirements, and his final retirement and death benefits. So this was the intention from the beginning, to track you and monitor you and make sure they can exploit you to the max.
Well, we've got another program to stop. HUD has an ACORN program, and what the government has done is we're subsidizing people to get the American dream who've come here illegally. They're actually taking Social Security numbers, putting them onto taxpayer ID number files, which the government protects. Our Social Security number is not cross-checked or protected, and they're actually given a new file to do what they want to do after they've abused us. But what happens is, if you can picture a credit bureau file with your Social Security number being created fraudulently, and it's running in the system parallel to your record, and this is where we were at right before the break, is that that Social Security number file that's fraudulent, every other year in September, based on if you're born in an odd or even year, everything about you merges. And that is why we were right at this point when we went to the break. That is why in 18 to 22 months, the legal citizen has no idea the fraud's even being created. Because what happens is all of our records merge, and then we get our Social Security benefits statement. And that comes out in September, October. The criminals know to drop off the record by September. I have one of their training manuals. When I went to the FBI and the DA, they said, oh, we've seen those books. They've been out for years. And I said, but if I would have known this, I wouldn't have been fighting so hard to protect these things, because all they're doing is accessing the new numbers being issued. So when those records merge, and absolutely every citizen that was interviewed back in 1998, right at the point when only 1 million Americans were impacted by this crime, we could have stopped it all right then if they would have listened to one of the faxes that I sent in. Because I was telling the Senate exactly what was happening, and every one of those citizens that was coming on said, you know, they bought houses, they bought cars, they were in different states. How could this have happened? And I didn't know this fraud was going on, but now you're making me responsible to clean it up. So I was faxing every night saying, all they're doing is merging the files, guys. It has nothing to do with the legal citizen, and no one has done anything about it since.
And like they don't know, yeah.
Exactly. In fact, when I couldn't work in the U.S. anymore, and I still live in the U.S., but all my assets are in jeopardy all the time. In fact, I was under an agreement with someone from January through March of this year. Man said that he'd been a Christian man for 40 years and owned a business, thought I could trust him. He hasn't paid a dime on that agreement. Instead, he said, well, if you can't afford your mortgage, because I said, you know, this puts my mortgage in jeopardy by you not paying me. And he knew this. He knew everything that had happened to me internationally. And if you can't afford your home, he said, I've got investors who will pay for your home and get you out from under the mortgage. And then where do I go?
Oh, what a deal.
Yeah, what a deal. So, but internationally, this is what happened.
Those are the people you got to watch out for most.
Exactly.
They hide behind that as a cloak.
Exactly. Well, American citizens are looking for, everybody needs extra cash today.
Yeah.
All of our extra jobs are in other countries, and those 800 numbers we're dialing for customer service, even for our banks, we're not protected when our records go international, and that's what I meant about our Congress and Senate. None of our records should be international, and a lot of those 800 numbers are tracking 800 numbers, which businesses use to get your number and your address and your name on your phone records.
And why are they doing this, guys? Because they can.
Yeah, yeah.
Red carpet is rolled out for them.
Exactly. So
they only go after low-level thugs on the street to give the appearance of legitimate government, that they're upholding the law.
They're only arresting people that are here in the United States and that they can find.
Yeah.
And how do they find them? Through their records.
I tell you. Now, what do you think of the emerging Real ID Act? Isn't that going to make it even more easy for...
It's the same thing.
Even worse.
because you're gonna, they're going to have the same problem on the real IDs,
sure,
or the national IDs, as they do on Social Security numbers.
It's going to make it easier for the
I've been fighting this all along because it's just a card. That's all it
is. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Sheila Holm.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Okay, welcome back, guys. Truth Hurts Radio, this is Charlie Giuliani, your host, and we've got Sheila Holm on the line here talking about identity theft and the fraud behind it. We actually have a caller on the line. Before I go to him, though, I just wanted you to finish up the thought that you were sharing before the break.
Well, we were talking about me having to go international, and this is the joke. I was in London, and the man who owned the business, who I was referred to, said that he wanted to fax me things in the United States. And after my fourth Social Security number, and I think we should share with everyone what I went through on these Social Security number changes, but after the fourth number, I couldn't afford the deposits to set up utilities again. So I didn't have a phone at my house. I didn't have a credit card, didn't have a checking account, didn't have a car. And I can explain how all that happened. But to just give the answer at this point regarding international, I didn't want to tell him that I wasn't really of a strong foundation in the U.S. because I'm a really good and hard worker. And so I just said, well, you know, I'll help you any way I can. And what I was doing was going to a friend's house and checking my emails or going to the library, but I was walking. And I didn't want to tell my client that things were a bit unstable in the U.S. And so he said, we've got to go to lunch and talk about this. And so I just said, look, I said, I've had to change Social Security numbers because of what happened to me. But I said, that has caused a huge deposit on phones, and so to set up a fax line is not even reasonable at this point. He said, stop right there. He gave me a first-class ticket to fly home the next day. He said, you call the phone company, and I'm on AT&T here in London. I'm here on a working visa, and I own a business here. And he said, I was born in New Zealand, and if they want anything, if they want my passport information, if they want my phone number, whatever they want, this is ridiculous. And if you can't set up those phone lines in your name, you're a legitimate citizen, you just give me a call or have them call me, and I will verify that those phone lines will be set up in my name, and I'll pay the bill. He was that upset.
Wow.
So I flew home the next day, and here I am at a gas station on a pay phone calling them on a phone guard, right? And because I didn't have access to call down into San Diego. And so here I am calling them, and while I'm calling them, they go through a supervisor, go through a manager, and they keep saying they have to call me back. I said, well, you don't understand. I said, there's no way to call me back. I'm calling you from a pay phone. The client is in England, and blah, blah, blah. And so the manager comes on the phone, and I'm, of course, shortening this call because it went on and on and on. I went through three phone cards.
What a massive
hassle,
your whole life.
Yeah, I know. I know. I finally get to the manager, and the manager says, well, we have to have a Social Security number to set up the account. And I said, well, you don't, because this man is from England. She said, oh, and so he's not a U.S. citizen. I said, no, he was born in New Zealand. I didn't even have to say anything else. She said, oh, well, he needs these lines for business. Do you want those lines tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon? She doesn't even know his name exists.
Oh, man.
He's a foreign national, doesn't have any information about his ID, and I've got all these records. They made me leave the phone lines in his name for 5 years. I paid all the bills. I've got proof that I paid all the bills. And they wouldn't let me change the phone lines back in my name until they had ID from him, because now there was some new regulation where you have to show an ID, a photo ID, to prove that the person exists. And they wouldn't let me then
blood sample,
the phone
skin graft, hair sample.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But isn't this ridiculous? That's how foreign nationals have come in here so easily, and they can do it. And there was no deposit. There was nothing. And as a citizen, you and I would have to wait at least a week, maybe 10 days, business days.
You should change your name to Rodriguez and get up the
Just to do something with the phone company. But they came in and set up two lines having no idea that this man's name was even right.
I tell you.
Because he clearly wasn't here to set them up. But
no,
I still have those phone lines to this day, but I had to change to a different phone company to get them in my name.
And
it took me 7 years to do that.
The hassle, the stress, it's just unbelievable. I mean, this is lawsuit material, folks. And in fact, that's just what wound up happening. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, I want to go to our caller, Don in Ohio. Welcome to the show, Don.
We're going to have a break right now.
Actually, I guess we got another quick break coming up here. So why don't we, Don, I hope you don't mind holding over till after the break. We'll pick up from there.
Actually, we got a minute or so.
I guess we got a minute. If you want to state your question quick, Don.
Yeah, I was just wondering is it possible that any country can have as many diplomats as they want? I mean, as long as I'd like to get diplomatic immunity, from this country here, but I'd have to actually apply for it from another country. So would it be possible?
Change your last name to David Rockefeller.
Rockefeller.
I don't know. What do you think, Sheila?
Well, I'm not versed in that area, but I do know that I have proven that a lot of those diplomatic pouches that come into this country, and that's why instead of us rebuilding the UN building in New York, I think they should be offshore or be somewhere else. Because we're paying billions of dollars. I happened to hit a C-SPAN show one evening, and they were interviewing Donald Trump. And Donald Trump said, move them into the World Trade Center area. Let us pay to rebuild that area and give that shoreline area where the UN is with an asbestos-filled building back to New York and let them build something else there. But I absolutely agree with where I think you're going with this, and that is that these people are coming in with diplomatic pouches, and they have diplomatic immunity, and a lot of the outsourcing has been given to their areas of the world. Those 800 numbers, I've been able to prove and track that this money goes to areas for cell groups. They're using the same 800 numbers for fraud scams to call back into this country and especially abuse senior citizens. So all of these things are related, and I think, is that where you're going, Don?
Tell you what, Don, hold there, and we'll pick up when we get back from the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani. We've got Sheila Holm on as our guest. Just to let you know, guys, RBN here is going to be switching over from C-band to KU-band. And if anybody needs satellite dishes for that, you can get them from RBN for $159. So just to let you know that. That change will be coming up, I believe, tomorrow from C-band to KU-band. And again, you can get the dishes through RBN for $159. Okay, coming back to what we were saying before the break, Don, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I was just basically, since we're all losing our freedom and everything else, the only way I see that we're going to basically escape, you know, being thrown in prison and stuff like that, is if another country, you know, grants us diplomatic immunity. You know, we can write on their ticket, and you know, I mean, we are you know, we are the oppressed in this country, and we need another country out there to say, yes, we will help you. You know, we will give you a, you know, an out, basically.
We have within our Declaration of Independence, this is what someone had mentioned, you know, put this in your script. And I said, put what in my script? Because I thought I knew, you know, we have inalienable rights. We can pursue life, liberty, and pursue happiness. And I thought I knew the Declaration of Independence. But right after those words includes the restructuring of the government if they do not protect our rights. And I'm not on today to say let's have a revolution, but I'm on because until we have a tipping point, until enough Americans know that they don't have to go on the Internet for free credit report, I helped pass the law in January 2004 that those credit bureaus have to give you a free report. But we have to come together as citizens and put pressure on because even the people over the credit bureaus, there's two things. I think it's CDIA, and that is the Association of the Credit Bureaus. They said, no, all we do is just get consumer information from consumers, and we're a consumer credit bureau. But they, by law, have to report the same information on the same businesses in the same and similar manner and protect our record. They're not cross-checking how many people build a false record on our same Social Security number. And yet, every 18 to 22 months, which is what we were just talking about before the break, all of that information merges, and that's why the Senate Finance Committee, not listening to what was happening in 98, we could have stopped this before a million cumulative citizens had been devastated by this crime.
Mm-hmm.
By no protection, and it says, and I'm just looking up, I'm just Googling now for Declaration of Independence, I thought I had it here, but the wording is not only that we do that, but as citizens, we are required to do that. We are required to stand up. So if I can just try and have you picture what it's been like as a female citizen who's even been just trying to get a book out with the information, publishers are concerned about doing that, and now trying to get a script out, and there are networks who won't allow the TV series to even be reviewed because they're supporting the immigration bill that's currently going through. So, but our main problem, it comes all the way back to the people who've been in Congress during this entire time. All of this has been unfolding for more than 20 years. The fraud strategy by the foreign nationals, and there's in fact a book coming out through the same literary agent that just put my business book out, that if the United States doesn't start merging with other nations, we'll no longer be an individual superpower. And if we don't combine, and I think this book predicts that it needs to be India in order for China not to be the next superpower. I mean, we've got people who are talking about this, but everybody's still isolated and individual.
Coming up with any kind of scheme, any kind of excuse to get us to merge. This is their global government.
Exactly.
What we were just talking about with Wanda, you know, the Pan-American Union. It's all a part of this, folks. This is
right.
Moving in very fast. This is decades old in planning. It's
uh-huh.
Now coming to fruition unless we wake up.
They're trying to push this amnesty thing here, and I'd like to know, you know, how many people are out there going to contact their congressman and ask them when they say that there's only 11 million illegal aliens in this country, when it turns out that they're going to be getting a lot more people signing up to try to get amnesty and stuff like that are already in this country. What's going to happen to those, you know, the ones that are plus the 11 million. I want to know, you know.
It's more like 40 million.
Yeah, right.
And the people who are here illegally and under the radar is more like 12 million. The ones that you won't find because they know how to keep changing their identity.
You know, amongst other things, you know, driving wages down and so forth, it's and getting support for Bush, it's also, you know, a dilution of sovereignty.
Exactly.
So this is all playing into their hand in a multitude of ways. Is there anything more, Don, that you wanted to say? Because I want to give Sheila a chance.
Real quickly, you know, we're this upstanding country that, you remember Salinas, that was the president of Mexico. We wanted him to be leader of the World Bank or something like that. And what did he have to do? He had to escape to Spain or something like that. So that's how we pick our friends.
I don't think he escaped to Spain. There's word that he's in Texas, and that the reason why a lot of these schemes are out of Texas, that he took millions from the Mexican government, and he's actually in Texas.
No kidding.
He's at the Crawford Ranch, probably.
Thank you very much.
I don't know where he is in Texas.
They're grooming him for the next presidency. Oh, gosh.
Right, and I heard that through people within La Raza. People within La Raza want to help support my business book being in Spanish, and I can't get Americans to come together because we've got to build businesses. We've got to provide more jobs. I don't know what it's like in Ohio, but let me give you an example of just traveling up to Los Angeles. I just stopped in a McDonald's to get something. I was trying to get change, and no one understood English. And so I asked for the supervisor, and the supervisor just started handing me dollar bills because I did it to have exact change. I'm trying to explain to her, and she doesn't understand what I'm saying either.
Oh, isn't it frustrating?
That's where we already are here.
Yeah.
I was in a gas station here a couple days ago. Well, mm-hmm. It was a little bit longer than that, but some illegal alien. He had to be illegal. I mean, he comes in there, and he wants a phone card. He wants all this other stuff, and he gives her a $5 bill and thinks it's going to pay for all this stuff. He don't have the... one iota of idea what,
mm-hmm.
what money is.
For English, press 1. Para español, marque 2.
Yeah. But just to let you know, they're focusing on the people coming across the border that happen to be from Mexico. Our problem regarding identity theft is international. It's a fraud strategy against our economy. And I don't want us to go where they're having us go and think that it's all about building a wall at this southern border. It's about the illegal access to the ability to appear as though you're legal in the U.S., and yet you have no consequences for any of our laws. And the foreign strategy to devastate and destroy our economy includes the outsourcing of jobs, et cetera. It's all in their books, and they've been training on this since the 80s. That I'm aware of.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Don.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah,
I just want to make sure, because everybody's focusing on the people coming across from Mexico, and that is a concern. I'm right at the border. I mean,
yeah.
And that is a concern. But let's
the
not take our eyes off of the big money behind this.
Right. And this is what's unfortunate, is people are taking it out of the Mexican people. It's not the Mexican people's fault. They're doing what anybody else would do in a situation like theirs. It's the boys in Washington.
Yes.
That's where the problem is. That's where the anger needs to be focused, not on the Mexican people. But anyway, I wanted you to, give, let's see, we've got, minus the commercials, probably about 15 more minutes to really get into the meat of this, get you, to tell your story and to tell the victories that you got in this.
Mm-hmm. Victories, but not financial resolve.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a good feeling, though, to see some of these scoundrels put away.
It is. It is. There's two things that are supposedly credited to my name. One is uncovering and revealing what became the largest public corruption case in San Diego and in the country. But, I mean, it was done here in San Diego, and that is that many people have brought things to light. But what happened is there was an uncovering and revealing of a major fraud strategy behind the scenes, which destroyed my corporation, which threw me into these Social Security number changes. And that is that I brought three Superior Court judges, including the presiding judge, to justice. Some of the Superior Court judges actually went to prison, and that's why it became the largest public corruption case.
See, folks, they're not always able to protect their own.
Right, and multiple law firms were disbarred, and one attorney went to prison. But he's been teaching law school classes, as far as I know, out of prison, which is interesting. And then the felony fraud DA that made me go on to the second, third, and fourth Social Security number changes, the man in charge of that, operating under our main DA, was represented by our main DA during his felony fraud conviction case. And I had to involve the state attorney general in that. And the state attorney general came down and retried another case because they weren't as interested in what happened to me as they were about a San Diego State student that was wrongly imprisoned. And that was because the felony fraud DA used a girlfriend of what they said was his drug dealer, to perjure herself to protect the drug dealer from going to prison, and a San Diego State student was set up to go to prison instead.
You know, and we joke about Mexico, how corrupt
right.
it is. Is it any better? They're just more refined at it. It's the same game.
Exactly. And in bringing the felony fraud DA up on Justice, he was actually sentenced on felony fraud. He only had the felony on his record for a year. The DA that was his supervisor that wouldn't even suspend him after the record was noted brought him back, had the felony expunged, and all he did during that year was teach 350 hours of golf at an exclusive academy in La Jolla, which they called an underprivileged area. On his law background on the CaliforniaBar.org, CalBar.org, it just says that he taught to underprivileged children.
Unbelievable.
But it doesn't say that it was golf at an exclusive academy, and he didn't serve any time.
What a scam.
And didn't ask.
It was a vacation.
Yeah. So did I obtain justice? Absolutely. But explaining this to my family, I have a farm family in Nebraska, that's where I come from, and trying to explain to them what I'm up against and what I'm battling and what I'm accomplishing, each time I made the Social Security number changes, they thought that I was lying based on the previous time because I was continually told that I was never going to have to do this again.
How many times did you actually have to do that?
Four times, but now I've changed back to my original number, which made it five times.
Unbelievable.
On the first Social Security number change, relatives helped me with deposits to get another car because I had to take four buses and two shuttles just to get to a temporary job at $7 an hour. And in my corporation, I didn't even pay beginning-level people less than $10 an hour.
Wow.
But I couldn't. They said that it was either my professional colleagues, my personal friends, or my relatives that were doing this to me. They have you in fear that someone knows your personal information, and that's the lie. And I didn't know that was a lie. So I was, you can imagine, living in fear, not being able to share anything with anyone except my personal family. So my personal family helped me start over, figuring that was it.
They're bragging on your ignorance.
18 months later, my credit record was destroyed again, and I don't mean just going from three pages to five pages. It always went from 2 to 3 pages of AAA credit up to 10 and 12 and 13 pages of just unbelievable stuff. And the citizens are, at this point, still having to investigate and find out themselves and then hire your own attorney. And you have no financial resources because when they did all this to me, it was based on the corporation. And they went in four times within 13 months and seized all of my accounts. So after I rebuilt myself, they just seized it again. So what the DA said was that since you're bringing the judges up on charges by 95, he said the best bet is to change again. And he said, really, it's your own fault you didn't change your driver's license. And I said, why should I have had to change my driver's license? And that's when they found out. The reason why someone bought a fleet of cars in L.A. and was able to get a limo and go to Utah and get like five plastic surgeries done on different people in my name was that they had a driver's license in my name with a different photo. And I said,
wow.
Well, I reported all the fraud to the DMV. How did they not do anything about this because of the cars? I mean, when they bought a fleet of cars in my name, how come they didn't check this out? So they had me get a different driver's license number in 95, stating that it was my fault that I didn't get a driver's license number, and that's how they got through to my other record and were still committing fraud against me. Now, this is the joke. I do this in 95. In 96, the judges come up on charges. Then they said in order to protect myself when they were sentenced, I had to change my Social Security number again.
Yeah.
So in 97, they insisted I change it again, and I said, but I haven't done anything wrong, so I refused to change.
Yeah, why do you got to be the one to?
Now, the very day that the judges are sentenced to prison, a federal tax lien comes against me for my corporation that's now been closed for 9 years.
There you go, calling the federal thugs.
Right. Yeah. So I call the IRS, and the IRS doesn't even have a file. And I knew they wouldn't, because beyond 7 years, they don't even have a file.
Yeah.
I said, well, how did someone get a superior court record and a judgment against me without even any notification? And they said the way that they do this is that someone has filed this against you, and they've filed it in the superior court. And I said, but it doesn't say anything other than that the IRS did it. And they said, well, we don't even have a file. And I said, well, then I don't have to pay it. And they said, oh, yes, you do. So I got that paid, and I said, okay. I went to back to Social Security. I went back to DMV, got a different driver's license number, went to Social Security and said, I'll do another one. And this has all been in the same Social Security Administration office, all with the same manager. And now they're blaming me again. And I said, how can you blame me for what's going on? And they said, well, you have to be telling somebody something of what's going on. And I said, how am I supposed to live?
Man.
How am I supposed to live?
You're the victim, and they're treating you like you're
exactly.
The...
Exactly.
Yeah. Are there any statistics how many people this happens to a year? It's probably
more than 10 million a year.
Wow.
Are reporting it to the Federal Trade Commission, and when I speak on this around the country,
my brother was a victim of this.
Well, most people don't report it; they just tell the credit bureaus, and it doesn't even get reported. But the Federal Trade Commission, when I reported it to them, they said they're still in 2006. They told me that I won't hear from the investigative unit unless they see a trend. I said, excuse me. In 2006, I've gone back to my original Social Security number, and as of 2006, my credit scores were more than 200 points apart after I gave all the information. And the credit bureaus are required by law to report on the same and similar businesses in the same and similar manner, which should provide a record of not more than 100 points apart, and that notifying them that they're different from the other bureaus, they should work on it. So I notified them, they updated, and I've got the letter from TransUnion that they corrected things, they improved my report, and at that point my score still went down even further, and they were already 200 points behind Experian.
You do everything, you play by the rules,
yeah.
And you still get stiffed.
Exactly. And that's why I called the Federal Trade Commission, and then they said, well, if they notice a trend. I said, I've been reporting this since 93. So anyway, in 98, they had me go on to a fourth Social Security number. So I'm at the Social Security office, and they said it was my fault and that I did not move and I did not change my name. And I said, excuse me? And it's the same manager. And he said, do you have a problem? I said, yes. I said, excuse me, I did nothing.
Unbelievable.
To cause any of this to happen.
This is why so many people are revoking their Social Security number, getting out of the
right.
system altogether, because it's such a scam. It's a trap.
Right.
Folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with... A great guest here, Sheila Holm.
Ah. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Okay, welcome back, folks. This is Charlie Giuliani. We just got a couple more minutes here left with our guest, Sheila Holm. I guess we had a caller, but unfortunately we're not going to have time to take that call today, but encourage you to call back tomorrow. Yeah, Sheila, I wanted you to quickly plug your website and then finish up as much as you can in the short time we have left.
I'm a business coach, and it's just under my name, just SHEILAHOLM.com, SheilaHolm.com, and they can communicate with me. There's an identity theft DVD I've put together. They'll see an article on there that has been with all the press, and so the information is there.
10 million people victimized by this. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people. I'm sure you probably already had a lot of people, huh, getting in contact with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And I do a lot of speaking engagements regarding this to try and help people, too, because we've got to come together. Until we reach a tipping point, we're not going to be able to do anything about this. Individual letters to congressmen don't do anything.
Boy, they must be making a killing off of this.
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, on my fourth Social Security number, I was at the same office. That's where we were right before the break. Mm-hmm. And the manager insisted that it was all my fault. And he said, you have to put a name before and after your name. So I put a name in front of Sheila Holm, put a name after my name. And 2 weeks before, and then they said, you have to use a different address. So my cousins went and paid for a brand new P.O. box that was just developed up in Northern California. And so no mail had ever come to that address. And 2 weeks before I got my Social Security card, I got a pre-approved credit card application to that new front name, the new last name, and all they had was my initial H from my last name. I was infuriated. So I called Social Security. They said they had nothing to do with it. Now that name only appeared on the application I filled out that day because I made it up as a name that day. And it didn't appear anywhere else.
Then
the FBI told me to go to the office of the Inspector General in Baltimore because they're over Social Security. And they said, well, you don't understand. And I said, yes, I do. I went through Baltimore because they said if I just go through the computers in the Social Security Administration, I'm not as protected and secured as if I go through the main office in Baltimore. He said, ma'am, all we are is a data entry center. And I said, well, your data entry center is compromised. You guys are selling the information to credit card companies before. And he said, no, ma'am, we are not allowed to do that. We're a government entity. And I said, then you need to be aware an employee is making money off of selling that information on our new Social Security cards being issued. And this was in 1998. And that's why I'm saying, and I've said this all along, before we passed that first law in 98, before those Senate hearings, I had all the information so we could have stopped this before 1 million citizens were impacted.
Yeah, and yet there's no interest in doing that.
Nobody's doing anything.
No.
So writing letters to congressmen is not going to do it. We have to be stronger than that. We have to get out into the media and say these things. And the citizens are isolated and alone in investigating this and paying for it. And the problem with the laws is that you have to go through your local authorities on this crime, and it's a federal crime because it's absolutely and only related to the use and abuse of our Social Security number.
A big lobbyist group and waved a multi-million-dollar check in front of their face, they'd take action pretty fast, though, wouldn't they?
But that's what I would have to raise as a citizen, and that's what's been tough. That's been tough.
It should not have to be this way, folks.
Yeah.
What a scam. I mean, they're already sucking so much tax money out of us, that'll more than cover it. But no, that doesn't move them. That doesn't impress them. It's just the system is totally the inverse of what it's supposed to be, what it was designed to be. And it's not going to come back unless we take initiative. And I think the work you're doing is great. Folks,
Thank
go
you.
To SheilaHolm.com. It's the place to get information and help people who need help that are going through this type of thing. Thanks again for joining us, Sheila.
You're welcome.
Have to have you on again sometime. Folks, join us tomorrow. We're going to have Mr. Noam Chomsky on as our guest. Take care, and we'll see you then.
With recent internet